Chapter 21. Gibeon. We have seen how the children of Israel entered into the land of Canaan, and took the cities of Jericho and Ai, and how God dealt wonderfully with them in these two places. The next city which stood in their way was called Gibeon, and we shall see that there is a good deal to learn about this place. The first two cities stood up to fight against Israel, and Israel had to fight against them. But this was not the only danger they had to meet with. There is a danger of being deceived, as well as the danger of having to fight. This was what the children of Israel now had to prove, and the children of God have to prove the same as they go through this world. They have not only to fight against sin and Satan, but they have also to watch against the deceitfulness of sin and the craftiness of Satan. But God has promised to redeem their souls from deceit as well as from violence. Well, the people of Gibeon knew that they could not stand in fighting against Israel, and so they used deceit instead. They came to Joshua and pretended they had come from a long way off, instead of from the city of Gibeon, which was not very far away. They put on old clothes and old shoes and brought with them bread which had gone moldy, to make out they have been traveling a long way. Now Joshua and the people were not watchful enough, but were deceived, and instead of fighting against the Gibeonites as they ought to have done, they made peace with them. It is said that they did not ask counsel of the Lord, but thought they were wise enough to deal with this people without praying to God about it. So we see how necessary it is in all our ways to try to commit them unto the Lord, and to ask Him to guide us and be with us. If not, we may easily be deceived, as Israel was. So then Joshua and the people of Israel made peace with these deceivers, and took an oath that they would not fight against them. But after 3 days they all came to Gibeon, and then they found that these people lived there, and had not come from a long way off. Joshua called them and asked them why they had done this, to deceive them in this way. They answered that they were afraid, because they knew that God was with them and would give them the land. But Joshua would not break his promise not to fight against them, and so he made them servants to the people of Israel. All their days they had to cut down the wood and draw the water for the people of Israel. Presently the other kings in the land of Canaan heard what Gibeon had done, and that they had made a league of peace with Israel. So these kings came all together to fight against Gibeon. Then the people of Gibeon came to Joshua and asked him to help them against those 5 kings. God also told Joshua to do this, and he was given a great victory against the kings. But as he chased them, the sun began to go down and darkness to come on. Then a very wonderful thing happened. Joshua asked the Lord to cause the sun and moon to stand still in the heavens, and God answered his prayer. The sun stood still for about a whole day, which has never happened before or since, and Joshua was able to pursue his enemies until they were destroyed. How true it is that nothing is too hard for the Lord, and he will work such wonderful miracles to help his people who pray unto him. Many years later, when Saul was made king over Israel, he broke the promise which Joshua had made and fought against Gibeon. But God saw it and punished the land of Israel with a famine which lasted for 3 years. Then when David was made king, he inquired of the Lord why this famine had come upon them. And he was told that it was because of what Saul had done against Gibeon. So David asked the Gibeonites what he could do to make up for this wrong, and they said they would not be satisfied unless the sons of Saul were put to death. Then David gave Saul's sons into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them on a tree. God was favorable again to Israel and caused the famine to come to an end. Before the temple of the Lord was built, the tabernacle of Israel, which Moses had made, was set up on a high place at Gibeon, and the people went up there to worship. When Solomon was made king, he went up to Gibeon to offer sacrifices unto the Lord. In the night, the Lord appeared to Solomon and asked him what he would like to have given him. Solomon asked the Lord to give him wisdom so that he might be able to rule the people well. The Lord was pleased that he asked for wisdom and not for earthly riches and greatness. So God answered him and gave him wisdom and made him wiser than all other men. But the Lord also gave him what he had not asked, and that was riches and honor such as no other king ever had. This shows us that we ought to seek first that wisdom which is from above. As Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now for the texts. Look in the book of Joshua, chapters 9 and 10, for the account of the Gibeonites and how the sun was made to stand still. Then you will find the account of the famine in the 2nd of Samuel, chapter 21, and of King Solomon in the 1st of Kings, chapter 3.